The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Texter says Hampton Park Baptist Church in Greenville prayed for President Trump yesterday during the morning service. I've been asking if your church recognized the day of prayer yesterday that Franklin Graham had called all pastors and churches to do, to pray for the president, to pray for our Congress, pray for our country yesterday. Many of you responding that, yes, your church did as well. Look folks, we're under attack in so many ways, it's not even funny. You know, on Friday, we talked a bit about this group that several groups actually suing the Trump administration, suing South Carolina over the waiver that Miracle Hill received for their foster care program. This is an assault on our religious freedoms. And we're seeing this from all directions. The left, they're not happy with just living the way they want to live. They want us to live the way they live also. They want to force their way of life on us. There's a great group, Alliance Defending Freedom, that's out there working every day that I want you to know about. We're going to be talking with Alliance Defending Freedom over the next few weeks because we're trying to help them with the Freedom Fund. This group is out there fighting for our religious liberties, our religious freedoms, every single day. And they need your help because these lawsuits are expensive. It's expensive to help the Redeemer Fellowship of Edisto Island, who has been discriminated against with the town council there in Edisto Beach, South Carolina. The story is they had some of their worship services in the Edisto Beach Civic Center. And evidently, someone on the town council did not like that, so they just changed the rules. You've heard of Jack the Baker. Alliance Defending Freedom is the one who helped defend Jack the Baker. He didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding. And rather than going down the street to another baker, they tried to force him to. The Alliance Defending Freedom is also, there's a case going on right now, very similar to Jack the Baker. This gentleman owns a t-shirt printing company. He didn't want to print t-shirts for some type of event for the LGBTQ community. Rather than going to another t-shirt maker, they're trying to force him to make their t-shirts. Now why do you do that? If someone disagrees with me politically or disagrees with my faith, I don't want to do business with them. I want to go someplace else. I want to do business with like-minded people. But you have these groups who are out to make a point, and that's exactly what happened last week when this federal lawsuit was filed against the state of South Carolina, against the Trump administration, because they simply want to help children in South Carolina who need foster care. Miracle Hill Ministries is one of the best groups doing that. They have one of the largest programs in the state. And by the way, the State Department of Social Services called on them to do this because, you know, like so many instances, government's not the answer. Government is not always set out to do the job. And so in this case, as far as foster care, fostering children who don't have parents for whatever reason, Miracle Hill steps up and does a great job. But guess what? They're a faith-based organization. They're a Christian organization. So they want to have Christians, people who live and agree with their faith, participate in their program. And that's what they do. Well, this group, this couple, this gay couple, is and again, I'm going to say it, they're pawns of the Lambda Legal Group and the ACLU and some of these others filing suit against the federal government because they offered this waiver to Miracle Hill. These are types of cases. Now, ADF is not involved in that case, but that's the type of case that Alliance Defending Freedom does. Let me ask you to give generously to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You can just text ADF. If you support things like this, if you support religious freedoms and you want to see those maintained, if you want to support a group that is fighting daily for our right to live freely, to live out our faith, then let me ask you to text ADF to 877-235-9405, ADF to 877-235-9405. I'm going to send you a quick link and ask you to give generously. You can also call 866-954-3388 or just text ADF to 877-235-9405 and I'll give you a quick link to give generously to Alliance Defending Freedom, because folks, we have to support groups like ADF. There goes one, ADF. There's another one, texting ADF. Text ADF, give generously, because we need to help this group raise some money to help people like Jack the Baker, to help people like this business with the T-shirts who did not want to print T-shirts for a pride parade. And that should be their right. If they don't want to print a T-shirt for a pride parade, they should have that choice. They shouldn't be forced to. And then you'll recall Jack the Baker, he fought this for years. Even had the state of Colorado on him. Eventually, Alliance Defending Freedom took it to the U.S. Supreme Court. They won, thank goodness. But that cost a lot of money. And we're trying to help Alliance Defending Freedom raise some money. So text ADF to 877-235-9405, just ADF, and I'm going to send you a link. Give generously. We got to help this group out. You can call 866-954-3388 as well.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.